Daughters of Magpie Cove by Kennedy Kerr and read by Katie Villa for Saga Egmont. Prologue. There were shadows everywhere in Magpie Cove. Small Cornish coastal villages like these were full of winding streets and tiny alleys the sun couldn't penetrate. It might glint through a crack from time to time, but only for a brief interlude on its journey from rising to setting over the sea. The light was good in Magpie Cove. It drew artists to the village more and more these days, more than Connie remembered from her childhood. Then, Magpie Cove had been virtually deserted, apart from the families that lived there and the fishermen, like her dad and her uncle, that set out to sea in the early hours before the dawn and watched the sun paint its living flame over the water. Yet, the brighter the light, the sharper the shadow. And one summer, Connie had found some in Magpie Cove. Streets and corners where she felt she was being watched. Even her own house, where a shadowy presence pushed cruel notes under the front door for her to read. She never knew who it was who watched her or who left the notes. Her mum told her that it was just someone who was jealous of her, that it was nothing to be frightened of. But Connie was frightened of the person that followed her home, of the pebbles thrown at her window at night when everyone was asleep, and the shadowy figure standing under the streetlight outside. It was all such a long time ago now that everyone but Connie seemed to have forgotten the strange little notes that had appeared here and there for a couple of months. But Connie hadn't forgotten that summer, and it made her memories of Magpie Cove just a little less bright than they should have been. 1.
Needs a lick of paint here and there, maid, but I'm sure you'll do a grand job.
Connie Christie's Uncle Bill stood by her side as she looked around at the interior of Magpie Cove's Shipwreck and Smuggling Museum. Cobwebs hung from the high rafters, and dust clouded a bank of glass display cases, which, Connie thought, searching her memory, possibly contained a variety of stuffed seabirds, and maybe the crumbling warrant for the arrest of a once infamous Cornish pirate. A draft was blowing at Connie's ankles, and there was a distinct smell of mice. It had been many years since she'd been inside the museum. The last time, she was probably 12.
"It's lovely," she replied,
remembering her mum's admonitions to be kind to her uncle, who was, in her mum's words, "offering you a proper job at last, so don't look ungrateful."
"I'll do my best to take care of it, Uncle Bill."
Connie had had a proper job for some time, in fact, although her mum had never seen it that way. She'd trained in theatre at university, despite her mum's frequent suggestions she should have tried business or cooking or something else useful, and then worked her way up to stage manager at a theatre in Plymouth, far enough away from Magpie Cove not to have to visit very regularly, but close enough that she could stay in touch. Unfortunately, the theatre had just closed due to a lack of funding, and despite calling up all the industry connections she could think of and scouring the stage, she hadn't found anything.
"Well, you might think about changing some things, I'll be bound. Young blood and all that,"
her uncle wheezed as he led her up the rickety wooden stairs to a mezzanine level.
"Now, here's where we keeps most of the photographs, though there's these swords and these chests too."
He walked slowly along the narrow walkway that lined the two sides and the back wall of the museum, pointing at framed pictures and display cases as he went.
"Here's a lovely set of oil paintings. Smuggler's ships be like these in the 18th century.
He coughed, holding on to the wooden banister for support.
"And on this side we got artifacts from a couple of wrecks. The Amsterdam of 1749 and the Lady Anne. That was 1690, mind you. Straightforward shipwreck, not pirates that time."
Connie replied, without much enthusiasm. If her mum, Esther, wasn't such a pro at making her feel guilty, would she ever have agreed to come back to Magpie Cove?